Blog Talk Radio.
October is Missions Month at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. Today we're going to talk to Missions Champion Sharon White about her most recent venture into the world. So stay tuned here on Ministry Beat.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host, and got a little bit of static going on here, but we're going to press through. Hope you had a good weekend, but if you're listening to this after the fact, you don't know when it was recorded. It could be a Thursday you're listening to it. Anyway, I have one of my favorite people on the line, Sharon White. We want to welcome you to Ministry Beat. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Pastor. How are you?
Good. Good, good. Did you
it's
have a good
honor
weekend?
It's an honor to be on the show. I did.
Thank you.
I had a very busy weekend.
Busy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always very involved, and I even saw you in church on Saturday night. That's not your usual time to come, so I'm sure you had some things that were going on Sunday. But, Sharon, what we want to get right to is I think you had another missions experience this past summer. Tell our listeners a little bit about how you came to the conclusion that you were supposed to do this past summer, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you did. But you used to go to Kenya with me, but then the Lord spoke to you. Tell us about that story.
That is absolutely true, Pastor. When we hit land in Kenya in the year 2016, we weren't in the airport 30 minutes, and I heard the Lord say to me, "You will not be here next year." I immediately thought, "Oh, Sharon, that's you talking. You're tired, you're hungry, and you're jet-lagged." But maybe three or four days later into the ministry, I heard him outside playing with the kids, doing our Bible study. I heard him say it again, "You will not be here next year." Mm-hmm. And then I realized, okay, this is not me. This is the Lord. But I was slightly grieved by that because I wasn't sure why wasn't I going to be there? Had I done something? Had I not done something? And then a few months had passed. By the time we got home, Pastor Glenn approached me and said that he thought the Lord was getting telling him to invite me to lead the team to Guadalajara. Up to that point, before that point, I had been receiving emails in Spanish for some strange reason. And I started forwarding them to him, to Pastor Glenn, after he invited me to lead the team. And he thought it was kind of odd, too. But I just felt like that was the Lord saying, "Yes, this is me. I want you to lead this team." And I initially said I would pray about it, but I knew I didn't need to. God made it very clear that I was to lead that team. And that's how I got there.
And that's how it happened. So we traded you from the Kenya team to the Mexico team and got nothing in return. We traded one of our stars. And so talk to us about you know, the trip, what you did. You mentioned Guadalajara. Where were you going? What were you going to do? And what was it like, you know, on the front end, not being a member of the team, but now being the team leader?
Well, I could tell you this. Being a team leader is completely different from being a team member. As a team member, you look to your leader for instruction, direction, and what the mission's going to look like, and the fundraising. Well, as a leader, all that falls on you. And the only place that you can get the right answers to be totally in purpose and doing what the plan is for God is to seek God. So I had to seek him constantly on this trip. We were ministering under the leadership of the Christian and Missionary Alliance missionaries, Bob and Cheryl, and it was hard to get in touch with them from Mexico to the United States. So we finally scheduled a FaceTime, and we finally were able to nail down what it is we were going to do. And it turned out it was a VBS, a Vacation Bible School. That was the sole purpose for them. And until we got there, I had a dermatologist with me, so we were able to minister to the people of the community for any skin disease or skin ailments. And also we had a photographer with us for the first time, so we were able to videotape and take live footage of the trip itself for the first time for ACAC. And I was asked to lead a women's conference, be the guest speaker for a women's conference. And that conference was for any woman who was married, divorced, looking to be married, widowed, and single. There were over 50 women there. I spoke on a pure heart, and the women received it well. I was surprised at how well it turned out. I had never really done such a formal presentation at a hotel, and it was very rewarding, and it was quite humbling because the women were so thankful for the information. I used the stories of Esther, Naomi, and the woman at the well.
What was the preparation like, getting the team ready to go? How often did you meet? How long did you meet? And what other steps did you take to get ready to go to Mexico?
We met monthly once we got a date nailed down, and we used the booklet. I can't remember the name of it. Help, we're going on a short-term missions trip. So we followed those guidelines, and we prayed constantly. That was most of the focus of our trip, was not preparing what we were going to do, but to prepare our hearts and our minds and to be open, and as you say on your trips, to be very flexible to what it is God would have us to do. What we planned could totally change once we got there, and we had to be open and constantly listening for what it was or is that God wanted us to do through us and in us for those that we were going to be ministering to. It was truly an awesome experience for me, and I'm looking forward to going back again in 2018.
Ah, okay, so you are going back. What was it like to get to Mexico? I mean, you've flown halfway around the world to Kenya, so was it easier? What were the connections like? And just what was the trip like in general?
Well, the trip, getting there, we ran into a little bit of a snag. I had a whole family with me, a mother, father, and four children. Well, when they got to the airport, they only had three children. The oldest was not there. And it turned out that they couldn't find his passport, and so he could not go. And so that kind of rocked the trip in itself. And just a few days before, I had received a message from the missionaries that there were some medical problems for them, and that may impact how the trip may flow once we get there. Some things may need to be readjusted. And I had decided to not tell them about what the missionaries had said until we got to the airport. So when they hit me with that one, I thought, oh, my goodness, what's going on here? And, Lord, what do I do? I just said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I told them about the missionaries, and we're all sitting there and said, we're just going to proceed. We're going to keep going. Later in the trip, the mother of that family said, had I told her prior to her realizing her son, they couldn't find his passport. She would have decided shouldn't go. The whole family would have stayed home had I told her before they realized they couldn't find that passport. And that was just God guiding the whole path of this trip. Why the son couldn't go or why God didn't allow him to go, that was a whole, that's another testimony of hers. He was needed at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, he was needed to be at home to take care of some things for the family while they were in Mexico with me.
Yeah, and but the lesson to anybody listening is please cut your passport as early as possible. Don't leave it till the night before, you know, to go looking for it, because that happens very often because people don't use it a lot, you know, and then they put it in one place and it's different from where they've kept it, and that's not the first time we've heard that happening. So what were conditions like in Mexico? What was it like? And maybe talk about how it compared to what you had experienced in Kenya.
In both countries, the needs of women are the same. You know, they have these feelings of the heart. They have brokenness. The climate was quite similar. However, it was very rainy there at night. It stormed every night. Almost you could set your watch by it, 2 o'clock in the morning. But they say that's a rainy season. The needs of the community weren't as dire as they were in Kenya. A little bit upper class, a community that we minister to, whereas in Kenya there's, you know, poverty just about everywhere. But the need, there is still the need wherever you go. Somebody needs to know Jesus, and that's what the trips are for, mostly. To get the point across about the free salvation of Jesus Christ. I don't care how much money you have. At first I thought, well, these people are pretty well off here. But anybody, Satan knows no boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to be informed and assured and given the opportunity to receive the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. So you talked about your ministry where you met with the widows. So what were your days like? What else did you do?
We had, like I said, we had the one day of the women's conference. We had a baptism on their new church plant land where they were going to build their new church. It was just an open field. So we had to prepare that, and we had to lay down some rocks, spread out rocks. It was a very labor-intensive process. Put the outdoor pool, above the ground pool up, and set up the chairs. And it was a lot of work. And then we had also a day of dermatology for our dermatologist who was with us, who I'm hoping will go with me again, and we may make that part of the trip going forward. We also did the VBS all week. That was a Monday through Friday in the community where the church, the existing church, is located currently. And we saw probably over 100 kids, which we were surprised because of the location. It was more situated in like a downtown Pittsburgh kind of area. Lots of traffic and lanes of traffic. It wasn't a community. It was more of a business area. So you don't have many kids, families outside of them passing through to shop. So we were very pleased with the number of children that we got to minister to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell us again, what do your hosts do there all year round? What is there? Are they pastoring there? Do they have a clinic? Are they doing outreach? What's their posture and position in the community?
They are actually there as representatives of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, and they are planting a church there. I don't think it's 4 years old. I think they've been there maybe 4 years. And now they're ready to venture out and move into a community itself. And that is quite the process, planting a church. It sounds like it's something simple, but there's a lot involved with doing that, especially in a foreign country. and their laws are a little different than our laws and rules and regulations in terms of Christianity. It's not closed, but there are some things that you are not permitted to do and some things you can do. But they're moving along fairly well. But that's what they do. They are the representatives of the Christian and Missionary Alliance planning a church there.
How was the trip home? Was it good?
The trip was a little rocky coming home. We got bumped, and we weren't told that we were bumped. So we were, it probably took us almost as long as it took us to get to Kenya. good 12 to 18 hours to get home. However, when we got to Pittsburgh, it was well after midnight. I had a set of twins that they were 9-year-olds and a 15-year-old. And I told them, you know how you say some of our teens are A-team? They were the A-team. These kids, they were such troopers. They didn't whine about all the waiting around. And it was wonderful, beautiful, and purposeful. No matter what the enemy tried to do at the end, we still came home celebrating and rejoicing in what we accomplished in Mexico.
And you've already decided you're going to go back next year.
I have. Pastor Glenn has asked if I would lead the team again. I talked to the missionaries from Mexico, and they are here in the United States right now on some type of a furlough, and they'll be here for the next 3 months. I talked to them, and, yes, they are looking forward to another team coming out to minister. We don't know what that's going to look like this time. It could be more involved with the church plant and a lot of work, labor. But I can't be sure of that right now.
And you're doing something to prepare for your future trips. Talk to us about what you're doing to get more up to speed with the culture in Mexico.
That excites me. I stayed with a lovely couple in Mexico. Oh my goodness. She and I just hit it off so well. Her name is Nayeli. And she wants me to come back now, as a matter of fact, to just hang out and be friends. And she spoke English very well. She was my translator, as a matter of fact. She had never translated for anybody, but she translated for me at the conference, and she did an excellent job. She's very nervous. But her husband doesn't speak English, very, very broken English. I was able to pick up a few words because I did do the Duolingo for a while. So I knew some terms, so I kind of knew where the conversation was going when he would speak. And I determined in my heart that when I got home, I was going to take a class and I am going to learn Spanish fluently. I am going to speak Spanish like a native. And so I started my classes. I have my fourth class. I go on Thursday nights at CCAC.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, that's a good report. And so we just tell the people, be watching the bulletin for the announcement of the dates and for the return. And it would be nice for you to go back and build on what you've already done there and build on the experience that you had. I know you were a tremendous blessing to the Kenya team, so I know you are and will be a tremendous blessing to the Mexico team. So I'm going to let you go. Sharon, thank you for all you're doing. And I know you've told me October is an exciting month for you. You love Missions Month, don't you?
I love Missions Month at ACAC. When I pull up and see those flags flying outside and come inside and see all the decorations, because it's who we are. I never thought in a million years that I would be even interested in missions, let alone being so involved in it. I do not claim to be a missionary. I am not that. But I am very, very involved and very passionate about missions here at ACAC.
Yeah, well, we are glad that you're involved, and keep up the good work, and we look forward to hearing more stories from more travels as you lead teams out into the field. Thanks for what you do, and God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Sharon White, report on her trip this past summer to Guadalajara, Mexico. Can you see yourself on a future trip? If you can, it's already done. You see yourself in the place. All you have to do is take steps to make it happen, but make sure you touch your passport way before you have to leave. That's an important lesson. Anyway, this is John Stanker, your host for Ministry Beat. We're going to sign off tomorrow. I'm going to record Pastor Blaine and talk about his recent trip to Gabon, Central Africa. We're then going to also talk to him the next day about the annual report and the state of the union, so to speak, at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. Until then, this is John Stanko signing off, and this has been Ministry Beat. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.